MTV Cast.
Yo, nerds. What up? I'm Angela Couchin here, calling from the Tour Divide dust cloud that I've been living in for the last hour. Being dusted out by ATVs. Woo! It's a doozy. Let's see. Oh, just like not much service the past 2 days. Like none yesterday for me. So I didn't get the call. I didn't update. Yesterday was H-A-R-D, hard. Hard. Can spell, so that's good. But just like the pavement climb. I love Fleecer. And it's so beautiful up there. Jenny Creek, and I was just like, I just want to live here. But then hit Wise River in the morning. Felt like a literal flaming bag of shit. My life didn't work. Couldn't eat, but forced myself to. In the past, they've had like burritos and shit, but nothing this time. So I had a bag of mashed potatoes, which a can of chicken and rice soup. For probably 1,500 milligrams of sodium bomb we got, which, you know, worked in my favor because it was so fucking hot. I died. I felt like I was on Mars and that I was all by myself and I was the only loser. I thought it would be a good idea to ride my bike to myself. But I got past. That was actually a really great blessing. And then climbing up to the pass at Bend Road, I saw some light. I was like, okay, I'm not the only dum-dum. I'm at least in good company of dum-dums. But, you know, a real blessing. Let's see. I'm still a little fucked today, despite, oh my god, I got my first sleep, where I actually slept last night. Like, woke up and drool and everything. It was amazing. I have had, god, I want to say 4 nights of, like, the worst sleep of my entire life. Like, not joking. Completely interrupted or unable to fall asleep. It takes me like an hour and a half to fall asleep. And then I wake up every like 10 minutes. And I'm still stopping. I'm like making myself lay down for 5 hours, being stuck for 6 or so. But yeah, last night, first sleep, still feel like a bag of dicks, pretty swollen. But hoping that now that I am so absolutely turned inside out, maybe I can sleep again. Sorry, seems like it's getting windy. It's been very windy today, but at least 50% of those winds have been tailwinds, so I have zero complaints. I have the most had windy spring of my life this year, so I'm very grateful for a crosswind that, as I'm turning, I'm turning into a tailwind as I go up this hill. So, woo! Blessings! I've had about 7 good cries today. One of them was about how cool my friends are. Not to brag, but how many of you guys are racing with like 10 people you deeply love and respect. With me, with all your friends, who consider them your best friends. probably not you. Just kidding. I was talking shit. But my three friends with whom I stayed in the hotel in with before the race, they're all in front of me. So I'm back to being the slowest friend again. And it is among one of the greatest honors in my life. All my friends are faster than me, and it's so fucking cool to have the respect and chase them around and learn from them and celebrate their victories and to see how strong, like, to know and not only see, but I know how strong they are. And I know what it takes to go as fast as they're going. So, just having relationships like that is such a mega blessing. You know, I know my boyfriend that way. I know my best friend that way. Yeah. And then also, I know all these little biker nerds that way too. So, I'm so stoked. Having a great ride. It is as hard as ever. And I'm not even halfway done, but I'm out of Montana. Fuck Montana, dude. Okay. I'm going to go. Peace out, Giga Wobbleman.